We continue our learning. David ben Menachem, Urishem Chaim Yaakov, and Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Pesachim Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. A little introduction. A zar, a non-Kohen, is not permitted to eat truma. If you eat truma b'mezid, you chayav misa bidei shamayim. If you eat truma b'shogeg, you have to pay the value of the truma that you ate, keren, with the principal, and chomesh, and add on a fifth, based on the psukim in Vayikra Perek Chav Beis. However, we don't pay, when you eat truma b'shogeg, you don't pay money, the value plus the chomesh plus the fifth, but you pay what we call chulim misukanim v'heim nasim truma. That's what the Mishnah in Trumos, Perek Vav, says. You pay chulin, which is non-truma, and it turns into truma. It means that you're going to give produce, produce that potentially could be truma, could be wine, oil, grain, whatever it is. And that becomes, even though you're giving chulin, that automatically becomes truma. Based on the pasuk, v'nasan la kohen es ha-kodesh, it has to be something that's roi lihios kodesh. Money is not going to become kodesh as truma, but produce can. So therefore, that's what we're going to pay. The case of the Mishnah here is where Azar eats truma of chametz on Pesach is ichayev to pay. So the Mishnah says like this, ho'echel trumas chametz ba-Pesach b'shogeg. So a person eats trumas chametz. Now, how do you have trumas chametz? Let's say you have a person who separated the truma of chametz before Pesach, and now Pesach has arrived, and he eats this truma on Pesach, but he ate it b'shogeg. So we're focusing now on the truma aspect. He didn't know he was eating truma, even if he knew that it was chametz. So we want to know what the halacha, what the truma issue is. And the key point here is that when you have chametz on Pesach is usur behana, and something that's usur behana has no value. So if it has no value, maybe you haven't eaten anything. So how does it work? Maybe you don't have to pay keren v'chomesh because you ate something that was not, you ate truma that had no value at all. So says the Mishnah like this, if it's b'shogeg still, mikshalei keren v'chomesh. You pay keren v'chomesh like any czar who eats truma b'shogeg. You'll tell me what happened. Chametz on Pesach azasa b'hana has no value. Nonetheless, you have to pay based on the introduction we gave. Because you're not paying money. You're not paying value. You're not paying money plus a chomesh. It's value, the keren plus a chomesh, in terms of money. You're paying peros. You're paying produce according to the measure of the truma you ate. So it's more about the measure of truma you ate rather than the value that you ate. And since we could still say that you ate a measure of truma, so it may not have had any value because it was chametz. Nonetheless, you pay keren v'chomesh. But b'mezid, but if you ate trumas chametz b'pesach b'mezid, you knew it was truma. Even if you didn't know it was chametz, even though we were shogeg about the chametz, here we're focused on the truma. Pater mitashlumin. You don't pay anything. Now, a person who eats truma b'mezid, he's like a gazlan. You don't pay chomesh. You're also chayv misa b'dei shamayim. The point is that you have to pay that here. You're not paying. Shogeg is very different. Shogeg is about paying, as we said, the measure of truma you ate. But mezid is about paying the value of the truma you ate, besides the punishment involved. So you chayv to pay, and you don't end on a fifth. You pay the value of what you ate. So chametz on Pesach, since it has no value, no monetary value, it's because it's asur b'hana, you pater mitashlumin when it is a case of mezid. As interesting, as ironic as that is. And then the Mishnah says, umi demei eitzim. You don't even have to pay the value of wood. What does that mean? So you could potentially use chametz, this truma that's chametz, as firewood. It could help ignite the stove, and so you'll say, hold on, there is some value to it, because it can be used to ignite the stove. So here, no, you don't have to pay even the value of what this chametz would be worth had it been sold as firewood. Why? Because chametz on Pesach is asur b'hana. And since it's asur b'hana, you can't even get benefit from it as firewood. So that's why you wouldn't have to pay demei eitzim when it comes to eating the trumas chametz b'shogeg. Some claim that the chiddush of the Mishnah here is that let's say you ate truma that was tameya, you don't have to pay demei eitzim. Why would I be speaking about truma tameya? So truma tahora, you're not allowed to use for firewood anyway, because truma tahora can only be used, since it's Tahor, can only be used for eating or drinking if it's wine, latruma, that's wine, or sicha, let's say it's oil, you can anoint. We've had this in Seder's Rhyme about using something. Sicha is like shasiyah, and I'm allowed to anoint, you're allowed to anoint the body with truma oil. But truma tamea, a kohen is allowed to use for fuel, as we've said. So the chiddush here is that trumas chametz bePesach, since it's not roi for hasak, it's not roi for firewood. So here you haven't. In what way have you caused any loss to the kohen? You haven't any loss at all. He can't even use it as demeitzim as fuel, and therefore bemezin yipater mitashlumin and yipater from demeitzim. But if it's b'shogeg, you pay keren v'chomish, because it's about measure and not about value. Perek Beis Mishnah Hey. Here the Mishnah is going to list that which I'm allowed to use in order to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. The pasuk says in Shmos in Parshas Bo, Barishon b'Basar l'chodesh ba'erev tochlu matzos. So we have a positive commandment unrelated to the Karban Pesach at all. There's a separate halacha of eating matzah with the Karban Pesach, but independent of that, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah the night of the 15th. And this is an obligation both for men and for women. Women are obligated, even though it's a man grama, because there's a relationship between the prohibition of chametz and the positive commandment of eating matzah. To hekesh, lo sochal alav chametz, shevas hamim tochal alav matzos lechemoni. So based on that, women, even though matzah would be zman grama, would be time dependent, nonetheless, the chayv in the mitzvah of matzah. And this Mishnah also teaches us a link between the isra of chametz and the mitzvah of matzah, and that is, it's only the five grains that could potentially become chametz from which you can make matzah. So there's a relationship there as well. So says the Mishnah, Perek Beis Mishnah, Hey, Eilu Devarim She'adam Yotzei Bahem Yedecho Vaso BaPesach. These are the types of grains that a person is permitted to use to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. Bach gitim, which is wheat, basorim, barley, bakusmin, which we assume is spelt, uvashifon, which we assume is rye, uvashibola, shual, which we usually translate as oats, but this has become a contemporary issue where it seems that the research points to the fact that oats is probably not shibola shual, which seems to be a type of wild barley. And that's a question about using oats at all, whether that's considered one of the five grains. But our Masorah is that oats is one of the five grains, and a person can fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with it, and there's an isra of chametz with it, and we have otzi on it, etc. And then the Mishnah says, v'yotzin ba'damai. Now, one other point, which is the following. Why is it that it's only these five grains? So we mentioned that you can only fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with something that potentially become chametz. Rice, for example, rice or millet, where we assume that when they rise, they don't really become chametz. They come, as the Gemara says, lidei sirchon. They become spoiled. They don't ferment in a positive way, but they become spoiled. Although there is an opinion in the Gemara that assumes that rice can be used for matzah, and rice is an isra chametz. We don't follow that position. That may be a possible original source for the issue of kitniyos, but I assume kitniyos is another issue maybe we'll touch upon. But either way, I can only use these five grains because since they can potentially become chametz, I can use them for matzah. And then the Mishnah says, v'yotzin b'damai. We've had this list several times already. The Mishnah is coming to teach me a chiddush that I can even use the following items. I can, let's say I've grain that I bought from Amoritz, who we know is suspect that maybe he didn't separate maser, even though most Amoratsim do separate maser. So where the halacha is that you normally are supposed to, you have to separate maser out of a suffix. Nonetheless, you can be yotze the mitzvah of achilas matzah with demai, with produce, with grain bought from an amaretz, and that is because it's mutter for aniyim. The Mishnah in demai in the third parak says that we're allowed to feed aniyim demai, and every person potentially can be mafkir, can declare ownerless all of his possessions and become a poor person, and therefore he could be roi for demai as well. So you can be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with demai, with grain that was bought from an amaretz who may have not separated maser. And of a maser rishon shenitla trumaso. Here also, there's a chiddush. If it's maser rishon, so of course, if I have a trumas maser that was taken from it, that should be appropriate. Maser rishon is given to the Levi. Levi had to separate trumas maser and give to the Kohen. But here is where the truma gedola was not separated. If a truma gedola that's supposed to go to the Kohen from the Baal HaBayis, from the owner, was not separated, why are you allowed to eat this matzah? After all, truma was not separated. It should be tevel. So the answer is, we're talking about a case where the Levi came early. Levi came even before Meruah HaKri, even before it was piled up, before Gemar Malacha, before the obligation of Truma set in. He came while there would still be Shibolim and stalks. So since there was no Truma Gedola obligation that kicked in, So as long as Trumas Master was separated from it, that is sufficient. There's no obligation to separate Truma Gedola, and that's why you can be Yotzei Matzah with that grain. Uva Maser Sheni Vehektesh Sheniftu. Maser Sheni and Hektesh that were redeemed. So we know we're allowed to redeem Maser Sheni. We bring the money to Yerushalayim, and then it loses its kedusha. Then it's not a problem. And if and the same thing when it comes to Hektesh, we can redeem Hektesh as well. But nonetheless, we've mentioned several times in the past when you redeem Maser Sheni or Hektesh of your own, you have to add a chomesh. So the chiddush of the Mishnah here is I have Maser Sheni. They were redeemed through the owner, but they didn't add a chomesh. So says the Mishnah, you can be Yotzei the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah on Pesach with this Maser Sheni or Hektesh that were redeemed, even though you didn't add a Chomesh, because the Chomesh is not Ma'akev. Chomesh is not, it will not prevent a person from using this item b'di'evin. Veha kohanim b'chalu v'atruma. Big chiddush says the Mishnah that kohanim are allowed to use matzah made out of challah, meaning the challah that was separated out of a Yisrael's dough and give it to the Kohen, which is us, or misa b'dei shemayim, if a zar eats it. The Kohen makes out of that piece of dough. He makes matzah. That's okay. Uvetruma. And the same thing, you have truma grain, or Kohen can and make his matzah out of that, even though you would have said, well, this is not matzah that's roi for all people. So maybe this matzah should not be made, and a person, even a Kohen, should not fulfill his obligation with the matzah. Nonetheless, Mishnah says he can have a lo b'tevel. But of course, you can't be Yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with tevel, where you have tevel, where no trumos of matzahs was separated from. That's an absolute isser, and that's true. The Gemara says, even if it's tevel midrabanon, can have tevel. Let's say you're growing something in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in it. A flower pot which has a hole below when it's sitting on the ground. We assume it receives some nourishment from the ground. Anything that grows in there is considered like it's attached to the ground. So if you pluck something out on Shabbos, Yichayv Doraisa, and there's a dinim of Shemitah, and other halacha, Chumas Umasos Midoraisa. But let's say you have a flower pot that doesn't have a hole on the bottom. Anything that grows in there is Chayv and Chumas Umasos Midorabanan. So nonetheless, even if you made matzah out of grain that was only considered tevel midrabanan, where truma, the obligation to separate truma is only drabanan, you still is considered eating an isser, and you're not allowed to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with that. Vilova maser rishon shalonitra trumaso. And not if you have maser rishon, you can't be yotze with grain, with matzah that was made from maser rishon that was given to the Levi where truma wasn't taken. Now, what truma are you talking about? Obviously, if Trumas Maser wasn't separated by the Levi, so what he has in front of him is Tevel Gomer, he can't make matzah out of that. But the Chiddush of the Mishnah here is where Truma Gedola was not taken from it. What happened here? So it was after Meruach HaKri, after there was an obligation, they piled up the grain, they smoothed it out. So the Levi came, and he took it as Maser, before any Truma Gedola was separated from it. So here the Levi is obligated to separate not only his Trumas Maser, but the Truma Gedola as well. And if he didn't do so this has the status of Tevel, and you can't eat it, and therefore you can't make matzah out of it. Vilo the Maser Sheni Vehektesh Shaloniftu. Maser Sheni Hektesh that you didn't redeem, what it means is, obviously if you didn't redeem it, you can't be Yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with it. That's Aser Tit, you're not allowed to have that. Maser Sheni, unless you Yushalayim. But Here, I redeem them, but not according to halacha. The halacha is that when it comes to Maser Sheni Hekdesh, I'm supposed to redeem it on a coin that is a minted coin. A matbea sheyeshala tzura. It has a king, an image of a king on it. But if I use what the Gemara calls an asimon, many of us remember the asimon, which is just a piece of metal and is not legal tender. It's not currency. So that's not the way, even though it has value because it's a certain amount of silver. Nonetheless, that's not considered redeeming. And because of that, the chiddush of the Mishnah here is that if you have maser sheni hekdesh that were not redeemed properly, they were redeemed on an asimon. A piece of silver was not a real coin. And the pasuk says, v'tzarta hakesef b'yodecha. It has to be a matbeah that has a tzura. So that it's not considered proper redemption. And therefore, you can't fulfill your mitzvah of matzah with that type of grain that was not redeemed properly. Then the Mishnah said, oh, and the reason for this, in all of these cases, the Gemara assumes it's because it's a mitzvah of avera. How can I fulfill the mitzvah of matzah when I'm doing it through an avera? The Rishalmi, a quote based on the pasuk Eila Hamitzvos, comes to teach us a general rule. If as the Rishalmi says, imasiyasan hi kimitzvasan hare hein mitzvah. If I'm doing something and I'm doing it according to the proper way of doing the mitzvah, then it has the status of a mitzvah. But vim lav ain't a mitzvah. But if not, I'm not doing it in accordance with the mitzvah. I'm doing an avera, so that's not considered a mitzvah and I don't fulfill my mitzvah. Then the Mishnah says something else. Chalos toda or rekike nazir. Here you have a case, korban toda, as we mentioned. Korban toda, we said there are 40 loaves. And we said 30 of the loaves are matzah, 10 of the loaves are chametz. But it's more than that. We have different types of loaves. Even the matzah loaves, the pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Zayin, v'hikriv al zevach hatoda chalos matzos bilulos b'ashemen, urikike matzos mishuchim b'ashemen, v'soles murveches chalos bilulos b'ashemen. Three types of matzos. 10 of each. In fact, there are those who claim that three types of matzos is why we have, of the carbon toad, is why we have three matzos at the Seder, to remind us of those three types of matzos that we have when you bring a carbon toad. Then carbon toad was brought, as we know, in those four situations, and we really experience those four situations in Mitzrayim, or when you see us Mitzrayim. All the way at the end, we cross the sea, Yam Suf, and we had to walk through the Midbar. And of course, many people were ill, and we're taking it out of Beis HaAsurim, taking it out of prison. So it's so appropriate to have, like a korban toda, I can't eat chametz, so I can't bring those 10 extra loaves, but I nonetheless have three matzos to represent the 30 loaves, where there are three different types. So there are 10 chalos, which were matzah, 10 rekikim, like wafers, which were matzah, and eser revuchin, which is another type of wafer, well, which they had. 33 types of matzos. And it's true by a nazir as well. Nazir has to bring also what we call rekike nazir, wafers, v'hikrivis kabanah l'Hashem, v'sal matzos, soles chalos bilulos b'shemen, urikike matzos b'shuchim b'shemen. So also mixed with oil, two different types of wafers, which have the status of matzah. So Mishnah's coming to teach us like this. Regarding the chalos matzos, or the rekike matzos, if asa'on la'atzmo, let's say a person baked them for his personal toda or his personal nizirus, Ein yotzin bohen, says the Mishnah. You don't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. Because it says, u'shmartem es ha-matzos in Parshas Bo. And that teaches us that it has to be a matzah ha-mishtameres. The Gemara says, l'shem matzah, adam yotzei bo yedei chavos v'pesach. Has to be a matzah that was guarded for the name and the sake of the mitzvah of matzah. That excludes these types of matzos, the chalot matzos, the rekike matzos of the Torah and the Nazir, which were not guarded L'shem matzah. They were guarded L'shem zevach. They were guarded for the sake of the korban that was brought along with these matzos, because an animal was brought along with the matzos as well. Ah, but says the Mishnah, asa'on l'mkor bashuk. Let's say a person made these chalos toda and rekike nazir, he made them for someone else. A potential buyer, a customer may need to bring a carbon toda. So I'm going to make in advance several of these types of matzos for a nazir or carbon toda. Then Yotzin Bayim. Then that person who baked them can fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with Pesach. Why? Because the mocher who made them, who baked them, he's guarding them even l'shei matzah, because he's thinking, you know, maybe there won't be any customers who are a nazir or a chayv in karban todah, and therefore I'll use it for myself for the mitzvah of matzah, matzah's mitzvah.